यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव यशोदनन्द नन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन यमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So today morning we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter number 12, Text 9 and 10. We'll read both the verse and the purport. Evam niruktam sthiti shabda vrittam asa nidhanat paramanavo ye avidyaya manasakalpitaste yesham samuhena kruto vishesha evam niruktam sthiti sabdha vrittam asan nidhanat paramanavo ye avidyaya manasasa kalpitaste yesham sammuhena krito vishesha evam niruktam sthita sabdha vrittam asa nidhanat paramanavo ye avidyaya manasakalpitaste yesham samuhena kruto vishesha. Matajis, evam niruktam sthiti shabda vrittam asa nidhanat paramanaboye vidyaya manasakalpitaste evam thus niruktam falsely described sthiti sabda of the world earth vrittam the existence asat not real nidhanat from the dissolution parama anyavaha atomic particles, ye, all of which, avidyaya, because of less intelligence, manasa, in the mind, kalpitaha, imagined, te, de, yesham, of which, samuhena, by the aggregate, kruta, made, vishesha, the particulars. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
One may say that varieties arise from the planet Earth itself. However, although the universe may temporarily appear to be truth, it ultimately has no real existence. The Earth was originally created by a combination of atomic particles, but these particles are impermanent. Actually, the atom is not the cause of the universe. Although some philosopher thinks so, it is not a fact that the varieties found in the material world simply result from the atomic juxtaposition or combination. Purport: those who follow the atomic theory think that the protons and the electrons of the atoms combine in such a way as to bring all material existence into being. However, the scientists failed to discover the cause of atomic existence itself. Under these circumstances, we cannot accept that the atom is the cause of the universe. Such theories are advanced by the unintelligent people. According to the real intelligence, the real cause of the cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Lord, Janmadyasya Yasataha. He is the original cause of all creation. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. Krishna is the original cause. Sarva karana karanam. He is the cause of all causes. Krishna is the cause of the atoms, the material energy. Bhumir apo analo vayu kham mano buddhirevachah. Ahankaritiyam me bhinna prakriti ashtadah. The ultimate cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the only those in ignorance to find out other causes by posing themselves different theories. Text number 10, we'll just read the translation and purport. Since this universe has no real ultimate existence, the things within it, shortness, differences, grossness, skinniness, smallness, bigness, result, cause, living symptoms and materials are all imagined. They are all parts made of the same substance, earth, but they are named differently. The differences are characterized by the substance, nature, predisposition, time and activity. You should know that all this are simply mechanical manifestation created by the material nature. Purport: the temporary manifestation and varieties within the material world are simply creation of material nature. Under the various circumstances, prakrite kriyamanane gune karmani sarvashah, the actions and the reactions carried out by the material nature are sometimes accepted as our scientific invention. Therefore, we want to take credit from them and defy the existence of God. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita, ahankara viduma atma kartaham iti manyate. Due to being covered by the illusory external energy, the living entities try to take credit for the differentiated creations within the material world. Actually, all these are being created automatically by the material force set in motion by energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the ultimate cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated in the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes, the ultimate cause. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, evam sarvam tatha prakrityaivah kalpita vishnur anyata evam prakrita dharam swayam andhara vishnur evah atha sarva shabdas chatasmin evah. Actually, the original cause is Lord Vishnu, but out of ignorance, people think that matter is the cause of everything. Raja gopastrayo bhumihi saranam sheti laukikaha vyavharo na tat satyam tayor brahma shriyo vibho. Things are contemplated on the ephemeral or the external platform, but this is not the truth. The actual protector and the shelter of everyone is Brahman, the supreme, and not the kind. Gopitri cha tasya prakriti tasya vishnu swayam prabho tava gopit goptri tu prithvi natam gopta shite smrataha. अथा सर्वस्यैव गुप्तः च हरिर ईश्वरः सर्वशब्दीयश्च शब्दवृत्तेः कारणा सर्वांतरः सर्वबहिर् एव एक एव जनार्दनः. द एक्चुअल प्रोटेक्ट्रेस इन दिस मटेरियल नेचर बट विष्णु इज हर लॉर्ड. ही इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ एवरीथिंग. लॉर्ड जनार्दन इज द डायरेक्टर बोथ एक्सटर्नली एंड इंटरनली. He is the cause of the function of the world, words, and what is the express is in all sound. Shirashrodharata yadvat giri grivayas tadvat evatu ashrayatvam cha goptratvam anyesham upacharataha. Lord Vishnu is the resting place of all the entire creation. ब्राह्मणो ही प्रतिष्ठाम भगवद गीता 14.27. ऑन ब्राह्मण ओ ब्राह्मण एवरीथिंग इज रेस्टिंग ऑन द यूनिवर्सल सेस आर रेस्टिंग ऑन द ब्रह्म ज्योति एंड ऑल द प्लैनेट्स आर रेस्टिंग ऑन द यूनिवर्सल एटमॉस्फेयर. इन ईच एंड एवरी प्लैनेट देर आर ओशंस हिल्स स्टेट्स एंड किंगडम्स एंड ईच प्लैनेट इज गिविंग शेल्टर टू सो मेनी लिविंग एंटिटीज. There are all, they are all standing on the earth on the feet and the legs, torso and shoulders. But actually, everything is resting ultimately on the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, He is unknown ultimately as Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं तदाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां रघुना रघुनाथाम्नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं हरिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां रघुनाथा श्रीविशाखं नित्यामिश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे बृन्दावनेश्वरी ऋषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धु भयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धु भयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा. सो आई वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास. टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 Chapter number 12, text 9 and 10. The chapter is entitled as Rahuguna Converses with Jadabharat. So, before we speak something on this topic, I just want to speak something about this glorious month of Purushottam Mas or Adhik Mas. And I feel fortunate that although unqualified, I've been repeatedly asked to speak on this verse and especially in this month of Purushottam Mas or Adhik Mas. So as all of us know that Purushottam Mas occurs, once in 3-4 years, and it is considered as one of the favorite month of Krishna. It is named after Krishna. So as all of us know that every month is actually a personified person, and this month is called as Malmas. So Malmas, according to the Karma Kanda standards, no Karma Kanda activities can be done. So everybody was rejecting what is the use of this month? There is no use because you cannot do any so-called auspicious activity, right? No muhurats are there in this. So everybody was rejecting. So the personified personality, she started crying. She was telling that, what can I do? Nobody is accepting me. Just imagine, if everybody rejects you, how would you feel? So she was crying. She went to Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma said, I don't know. I cannot. I don't have any power. You should go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she goes all the way to Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna, seeing her innocence and sincerity, he tells, don't worry. This month will be named after me. So Krishna gives his name. So it's called as the Purushottam month. And she says, Krishna says that this is the most important month. And of course, from karma kanda point of view, it doesn't have any value. But from spiritual point of view, it has immense value. It is said that this is also called malmas, because anybody who performs spiritual activity, all the dirt within his mind, in his heart, will be washed away. So that's why that is the glory of this month. Right? So, Sri Krishna has placed all his potencies, mercies, blessings in this month, and also because of this, one can get rid of, get all the results of his pious devotional activities. Some say that this month is more powerful than even Damodar month, because Damodar month comes only, it comes every year, but this comes once in 3 or 4 years, so this is more special. And that's why in this month so many spiritual activities are performed. And you know, especially this month, it is recommended that we discuss the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and especially the childhood pastimes of Krishna. And that's why this month is the month of Bhagavat Kathas, Bhagavat Saptas. Everywhere, if you go to in Vrindavan or holy places, people have organized Bhagavat Kathas. Even here in over the Niko village, we just finished Bhagavat Katha or Bhagavat Sapta yesterday. And today onwards, we have one more Bhagavat Katha or Sapta by His Grace Gauranga Prabhu. So, very, very special place. So, in the Padma Puran and the Skanda Puran, it is said that Lord Krishna has declared, Purushottamas has all the power. I will bless to the observer. One who follows Purusham Vrata will destroy all his past sinful reactions. Without performing Purushottam Mass, one cannot perform pure devotional service. The value of Purushottam month is far more valuable than all other types of austerities and religious activities mentioned in the Vedas. Anyone who observes Purushottam Mass will return to my abode, Goloka, at the end of his life. Then another place, the sages from Naimarisharanya, they speak, they say, merciful Purushottam Mass acts like desire tree to fulfill a devotee's desire, right? And Narad Muni says, Purushottam Mass is the best of all months, vratas and austerities. Just by faithfully hearing the glories of Purushottam Mass, one attains Krishna Bhakti and immediately nullifies his sinful reactions. One who performs Purushottam Mass properly will attain unlimited Sukruti and go to the spiritual world. So that's all about Purushottam Mass, and many devotees are already doing great vratas, great sacrifices, and hearing, chanting. Evening we have this beautiful bhajan, we sing the Chaurashtakam, right? Where Krishna is described as the greatest thief, right? Just imagine if somebody glorifies you, come on, you're a thief, we feel offended. But here Krishna is described in detail that the greatest thief is Krishna. Because he not just steals butter, but he steals heart, he steals sinful reactions of people. And that beautiful bhajan we sing every day, and we offer lamp, right? So one of the great saints of Vrindavan, he was saying that the deep dan which we do in the month of Damodar Mass, it has 1,000 times benefit, right? But the deep dan which we do in Adhik Mass has 10,000 times benefit. So that's very, very auspicious. So all glories to this month of Purushottama. Shri Purushottama ki jai. So coming back to today's verse, actually just to give the background of what's happening, in the last canto we saw the dynasty described of Maharaj Uttanapad, and Uttanapad had a son Dhruva Maharaj, and then Dhruva Maharaj beautiful qualities, his austerities was described, and then his descendants were described. Like that the fourth canto was described, and then in the beginning of the fifth canto, now the dynasty of the second son of Uttanapad, that is Maharaj Priyavrat, his dynasty were described, and then his son Agnidra, and then his son Nabhi Maharaj, and then ultimately Rushabdev. And then we in detail describe the glorious activities of Rushabdev, how he was living a life of Avdhuta, how he perfected his life, that's what described as by Rushabdev. And then later on it is described how he was Avdhuta and how, you know, people used to ridicule him. And then later on in this section of Bharat Maharaj comes, and it is described that how Bharat Maharaj was such a great king. He was so much detached, but then later on he got attached to a deer. And he was so much attached to deer that morning and evening he forgot his 16 rounds or his sadhana. And he was only thinking about, did the deer drink water, did the deer eat? And then at the end of his life, because he was constantly thinking of the deer, he becomes the deer in his next life. But when he becomes the deer in his next life, he thinks that, oh, what a great mistake. What a big opportunity. What a big mistake I have done. So let me be serious. So when he was in a deer form, he used to go near the hermitage of great sages, hear katha. And in the next life, he again gets a human form of life as Jada Bharat. And in the past few chapters, we saw how Jada Bharat was completely absorbed in Krishna, but externally he was thinking that I don't want to take chance. I want to be a life of avdhut. Because when you are avdhut, nobody wants to spend time with you. When somebody dresses nicely, everybody is attracted. People want to see, oh, who is this beautiful person? Let me talk. Where are you from? Oh, Prabhuji, where are you come from? Right? Taking care of guests for more than a decade. Any new person comes, we go to him. Oh, Prabhu, nice to see you. Where are you from? And then he says, oh, Prabhu, I am from Bangalore. Oh, I am from here. I am from Dubai. And then the conversation starts. But when you see a person who is, you know, completely disheveled, is not dressed properly, not shaved, not taken bath for years, you know, you don't approach a person like that. Right? You will say, arey, kaun hai, jaan do. Similarly, Jada Bharat, he could understand that when you are in that situation, nobody will approach you. People will think, hey, he's so unclean, he's so contaminated. If I go near him, I'll get the infection. So people avoid. So that's why in this way, he was completely focused. He was in his own world. He was trying to meditate on Krishna's activities and his beautiful personalities. And then later on, people used to engage him in different work. And one fine day, Rahuguna, the king, was about to be carried in a palanquin. And at that time, you know, there was one person shot to carry the palanquin because he was sick or whatever. So then they found out that this is a stout person. Now, many times I told in the last class also, many times when people see a very hushed-pushed, a healthy, you know, well-built person, many times in ISKCON also it happens. Haan, achha khata pita ghar ka hai, lagao seva mein. Because people cannot tolerate him. Arey, aisa hi baitha hai, lagao seva mein. So people felt, Rahugana, palanquin people said, lagao isko seva mein. So then he was so humble, he said, okay. So he was carrying the palanquin, and then after a few steps, he saw a lot of ants. And he was a great devotee, and great devotee doesn't harm anybody, even an ant. So he was trying to mind his feet while he was walking. and there was a great, you know, disbalance in the palanquin, and Rahuguna became very angry. He started speaking bad words, and then Jadabharat started speaking. As soon as Jadabharat started speaking, it was like, you know, you can understand a wise person when he almost opens his mouth. They say, na, you can find a person is wise or a fool when they open the mouth. As soon as Jadabharat started speaking, it was like, oh my God, who is this? So immediately Rahuguna became humbled, and in last few verses and the chapter, there's a conversation and a beautiful answer given by Jadabharat. In this verse, Jadabharat is speaking about that how this world is a temporary and everything here is not permanent, it is impermanent. And so-called philosopher, they say that everything is material, but everything is actually matter. And in this verse, in the verse 10th, again, the universe is described that, you know, everything is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada in this purport is talking about Sarva Karana Karanam, that is, Krishna is the ultimate cause of all causes. So, in this world, everybody has a different perception. So, what one person may perceive, another may perceive something else. Right? So, that's why perception is very important. So, there are jnanis, there are yogis, there are bhaktas. Everybody's understanding is different. Right? Even in the Bhagavatam, there are three levels of understanding of God. Right? There is Brahman, there is Paramatma, and there is Bhagavan. So people have different perceptions. Similarly, a materialist has a different perception. Right? Many times, when we become devotees, how many of us, people make fun of us? Hey, come on. You are fool number one. This life is to enjoy. Char jin ki jindagi hai, maja karo yaar. And they feel pity on you. Why? Because you have become a Hare Krishna devotee. Because their perception is, when you become a devotee, your life is useless. But our perception is, poor fellow, he's in maya. He is wasting his human form of life. Just imagine, how valuable is this human form of life and he is wasting. So there is a perception. Right? Chanakya Pandit, he says, you know, there are three people, a yogi, a bhogi and a dog. Three people are seeing one object. But everybody has a different perception. What is that object? The object is women. So a yogi is singing. When a yogi sees a woman, he's saying, come on, what is the use of this body? This body of this stool, urine, pus, all the obnoxious, right? Prabhupada tells that famous story, liquid beauty, right? One person was so much attached to a woman that every time he used to approach her, that, you know, I want to enjoy. And she said, no, you know, why are you doing this? And then she said, you know, come after some time. And then she just was, all the liquid from her body, she kept it in a bag. And he says, you are attached to this, take this. And he actually felt disgusted. So a yogi, because he's advanced in his realization, he thinks, what is the enjoyment of this world? It is just a bag of urine, stool and obnoxious items. The second person sees a woman who is a bhogi. He sees, wow, what a beautiful person. What a beauty. And he's attracted. He's having a lust to enjoy. Right? Because his perception is, oh, how can I enjoy this person? And the third person is a dog. Now, every time when you see a dog, a dog will come to a new person, he'll start smelling. Is it eatable? You know, animal. A cat will come, a dog will come. देन द डॉग सीज कुछ काम का नहीं, ऑल्दो इट इज मेड ऑफ बोन्स बट दिस बोन आई कैन नॉट ईट नाउ, सो अ डॉग विल ऑल्सो रिजेक्ट, राइट. सिमिलरली एवरी पर्सन हैज अ डिफरेंट परसेप्शन एंड इन द मटीरियल वर्ल्ड ऑल्सो बिकॉज अवर सेंसेज आर इम्परफेक्ट अवर आईज आर लुकिंग फॉर ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड वी ट्राई टू फाइंड ग्रेटिफिकेशन वेर एवर वी कैन गेट फ्रॉम. दैट्स व्हाई नाउडेज यू नो पीपल वॉन्ट ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड दैट्स व्हाई पीपल वॉन्ट टू बी हैप्पी. People are trying to develop happiness from different sources, right? And that's why they see that, okay, let me go to a movie. So people spend their valuable time, their money, so much energy, and they go to watch a movie. And when they go to watch a movie, the theater is completely dark. And then, what is movie? Complete bombardment of sound, different kinds of lights, different colors, and some fiction of story, right? So the sound is there, the vision is there, and some people are doing something, and then somehow you feel some emotion, right? Sometimes there is action, sometimes there is romance, sometimes there is thrill, sometimes there is different rasas are there. And you feel, okay, now I'll feel happy. Now I'll feel happy. And after 3 hours, the lights are on. Say, okay, you go. So similarly, Krishna has also created this material world. There are all these tattvas. Sometimes there is sukh, sometimes there is dukkh, sometimes there is thrill. You don't know what is going to happen. Sometimes there is adventure, right? And that's why today, if you see many of these movies, they are actually, or TV serials, why they are getting famous? Because they are very, very much connected with the real life. Nowadays, most famous movies are the biopics. Because people want reality shows. Nowadays, there is a trend, the reality shows. Where people want to know in reality what this person does. What is the life of this celebrity? That's why nowadays there are talk shows where they call famous people and they ask, what do you do? What do you eat? What is your routine? People want to know in reality. And they are more famous. Right? And the famous serials are Saas Bahu. What really happens in the life, in family life? How this person does that? So people connect with that. But at the end, the material world is also like that. But then we try to find out different solutions for different problems. But that doesn't make the situation perfect. Because everything is not permanent. Krishna says in the Gita, it is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Mam Upetya Punarjanma Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Similarly, nowadays, I don't know, earlier they used to have this game PUBG. The game was so intoxicating. People used to play for hours and hours. And in that game, I have never played, I don't know. But some of the people were saying that, you know, multiple people can play and they become so engrossed in that the government has banned that game. So it is so much people absorb themselves just for pleasure. And that's why in this famous bhajan, it says, Asatyera Satya Kori Mani. It is Asatya, but we become so much attached to that Satya. So, material world is unreal because Krishna has told it. But then we feel that, oh, there is some happiness. Oh, there is some pleasure. If not, I am not happy now, but after a few years, I will be happy. Every Bollywood movie, the theme is, the hero is he's a miser, he's very gareeb in the beginning, then he does boot polish, he gets 5 rupees, 10 rupees, and few years he becomes a millionaire. So when somebody watches the movie, he feels, oh, one day I will also become a millionaire. And that's how the world is like that. But therefore,
Krishna tells that you should not focus on this world, but you should focus on the world beyond. And that's why that is the spiritual world, right? Krishna says, Natat bhasyate suryo na shashanku na pavaka yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mamah. Krishna is saying that forget about this world. You're talking about electricity. There's no electricity up. Everything is illuminating from my effulgence. There is no sun and moon. Come to my abode. Where you come to my abode, you will never come back. And that's why Krishna is attracting us by his beautiful pastimes. And Krishna in the Gita says, Maya dakshina prakriti suyate sacharacharu. Everything is happening by my will, in my supervision. Right? So in this verse, in very technical details about this material world, atomic particles, everything, existence, and cosmic manifestation, and different grossness, skinniness, bigness, results, cause, everything has been spoken. But in principle, what is the principle? Everything is happening by the will of the Supreme Personality of God. So Krishna has created this world. Why Krishna has created this world? So that all of the living beings who have become Bahirmukh, they are supposed to come back to him. Right? This material world is like a jail. We have performed a crime. We have performed an act which is illegal, which is unlawful, and now we are punished. So now, as a prisoner, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to reform ourselves. Right? So that's what here Krishna is telling us. He has created this world so that we reform ourselves and come back to Krishna. And how do we come back to Krishna? Krishna has multiple times spoken in the Gita, and Krishna's devotees have multiple times spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the 9th canto, the great devotee of Krishna, Ambarish Maharaj, has spoken very beautifully. Save mana Krishna padaravindayo vachamsi vaikunta gunanu varnane karo harer mandir marjanadishoho shrutim chakrayuchuta sat katho dayah. Maharaj Parishit says that Save mano Krishna padaravindayo. What should we do to remember Krishna is engage our mind and senses in the service of Krishna. Maharaj Ambarish says, one should always engage in mind in meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna. His words in describing the glories of the Lord, his hands in cleansing the Lord's temple, and his ears in hearing the words spoken by Krishna or about Krishna. He engages eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, Krishna's temples and Krishna's places like Mathura, Vrindavan. He engages his senses of touch in touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees. He engages his senses of smell in smelling the fragrance of Tulsi offered to the Lord, and he engages his tongue in tasting the Lord's prasad. He engages his legs in walking to the holy places and temples of the Lord. His head in bowing down from before the Lord and all his desires in serving the Lord. 24 hours a day, indeed. Maharaj Ambarish is saying that we should be trying to serve the Lord. Maharaj Ambarish never desired anything for his own sense gratification. He engaged all his senses in devotional service in various engagements related to the Lord. And this is a way to increase attachment for the Lord and to completely free from all material desires. So this is the simple formula given by the Supreme Lord and especially his devotees. Because devotees are actually teaching by their own example how to do it. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes as Channa Avatar in the form of a devotee. Where he comes exactly in the form of a devotee to show how to live a life of a devotee. Constantly chanting the holy name. Constantly hearing about the Lord.
constantly engage in the service of the Lord. So Save Mana, Mana. Who are the devotees who engaged, who were constantly engaged in, you know, doing the seva or constantly thinking about Krishna? Any examples? The gopis. The gopis were constantly thinking of Krishna. In fact, they were so much absorbed in thinking and seeing Krishna that they were cursing Lord Brahma that why did you made this eyelid? Now how many of us curse Brahmaji? Why did you made eyelid? In fact, in the Bhagavatam class is the favorite time where the eyelid closes. In ISKCON there is a joke. You know, when you say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, the eyelid closes. And when we say Mahaprasade Govinde, the eyelids are open. Right? But here in the gopis, they are constantly thinking of Krishna and they are cursing the creator Brahma. What a foolish person. What was the need? What was the need of this eyelid? I am talking about myself. I feel so unfortunate when I come to take darshan of the Lord. In few seconds or few minutes I feel, okay, nice darshan. And we are thinking, oh, who dressed it? And then we start finding faults. Oh, acha, aisa karna chahiye tha. Acha, ye aisa hona chahiye tha. Acha, dhoti theek nahi hai. Or this is not well. Rather than taking shelter, we think something else. But here in gopis, they are such high level of their absorption. They are constantly thinking of the beautiful activities of Krishna in the mind. Then who is the person who is constantly perfecting himself by seeing the Lord? Any examples? One who perfected his life or transformed by the eyes. Seeing the Lord. In the Sri Vaishnava we have the pastime of Dharunar Das. Dharunar Das, he was attached to one lady. And there was a procession of Lord Ranganath going and everybody was looking, just like in Jagannath Puri when the Pahandi procession happens. And you know, everybody wants to see the Pahandi. Everybody gets in the line early in the morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, just to get entrance in the temple and the Lord is coming out. People stand for hours and hours just to get a glimpse that the Lord will come like this. And people want to see. And just imagine in that Pahandi, everybody is seeing Jagannath. And one person, you know, holding an umbrella and seeing that lady. So, that procession was happening and Ramanujacharya was seeing that. Who is that foolish person? Instead of seeing Lord Ranganath, he is seeing, holding an umbrella and seeing this person. So, he goes and tells his servant that, call him. He says, what are you doing? See Lord Ranganath. He is so beautiful and you are seeing. He says, according to me, she is the most beautiful one. He said, what if I show you something more beautiful? Will you come and see? He said, of course. And then Ramanujacharya prays to Lord Ranganath and he says, my dear Lord, please attract him by your beauty. And he offers his prayers and he comes in the evening. And seeing the beauty of Lord Ranganath, his eyes, Dhanurdas dedicates himself in the service of Ramanujacharya and Ranganath. Ears. Anybody, any example? One who perfected, one who achieved Krishna by hearing. Parikshit Maharaj. We have the example of Brahman Patnis. Brahman Patnis never saw Krishna. The only thing they saw about how Krishna was so beautiful, you know, how Krishna was so attractive. Barha Pidam Natavara Vapu, that beautiful verse is there. Even Shukadeva Goswami, he heard the whole Bhagavatam from his father, but still he was a Brahmavadi. But then his father told some of his students that you go to the forest and recite this verse. Baraha Pidam Natavaravapu, that verse describing the beauty of Krishna. Hearing the beauty of Krishna, Shukadeva Goswami immediately came back home And again, he heard from his father. And he again described the same Krishna Katha to Parikshit Maharaj. And after hearing this beautiful Katha by Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj perfected his life. That is the glory of this. And the best example who heard the pastime of Krishna is Rukmini. In the Purushottam Mas, Adhik Mas, many places they have the Bhagavat Katha. And one famous pastime of all the Kathakar is this Rukmini Vivaha. Because it has all the dramatic, adventurous story, how Rukmini writes love letter. And she has never heard about Krishna, she has never seen Krishna, but only thing she used to hear from the Brahmanas was how Krishna, so beautiful, so attractive. How Krishna killed so many demons. How Krishna performed this. And then she writes a love letter, the first love letter in the history. And Krishna, hearing that desperation, the desperate cry of Mother Rukmini, Krishna comes all the way from Dwarka. Right? His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, in the 90s, he has given the famous class. The class is entitled as The Desperate Need. I think it is 93-94. Radhanath Maharaj describes this pastime of Mother Rukmini. And he goes in great detail that she's crying, she's yearning. She's telling Krishna that if you don't come, I'll leave my body. And again in my next life, again I cry, I will beg, I will yearn for you. So that is what His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was telling. That is a devotee. He's begging, he's yearning, he's praying that Krishna, I want you, I want you, I want you. And seeing the desperate desire of Rukmini, Krishna comes in the chariot, right? And he comes and she takes, you know, like the just like in cricket, there's a great adventure, there is excitement, there is thrill. In the last ball, one, you know, run is needed and a person hits the six and that's like, wow. Similarly, at the last moment, Krishna comes and he kidnaps Rukmini. And she was so happy. So that's the beautiful pastime. Engaging the ears, that is Rukmini. And tongue, the power of prasadam. Nobody needs an explanation on this. Because 90% sitting in this Bhagavatam class, they have been transformed by the power of prasad. Right? The power of prasad is so powerful. Right? I always tell the story that somewhere in the West, a young person, he just was roaming here and there and he comes to this ISKCON temple. And in the West, many of the ISKCON temples, they are like converted from a church or you know, a synagogue into a temple. So externally, it looks like a beautiful place, you know, something unique. And then he goes inside and he in ISKCON temples, you have beautiful paintings everywhere. You know, nice carvings and this, that. So this person was quite, fascinated. And he goes, sees the beautiful temple, sees the deity, and every person who comes to an ISKCON temple, he has a lively experience of a deity. Right? Especially when Leela Kirtan Prabhu or some great pujari, they dress the Lord. People are mesmerized. Right? So this person was mesmerized seeing Krishna standing like this, flowers, and ISKCON temple have agarbatti fragrance. So he was like, you know, having a good time. So he was standing, taking darshan. So a normal person coming to temple, you know, he can spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So he was taking darshan, and every ISKCON temple, somebody is giving prasad at the end. So there was this brahmachari. So he was waiting and he was smiling at this person. Smiling, very nice smile. So now in the West, people don't smile because they live their own life. People live alone. So more people are lonely. They don't interact so much. In India, you know, even if you go in train, in next 15 hours, they will know everything about you because they talk so much. That is like India. So this Indian brahmachari was in the West, he was smiling. So now the person who was taking darshan, he felt, why is he smiling? Then he called him, come here. And he said, Hare Krishna. He said, oh, Hare Krishna. He said, I have something. Did you come for the first time? He said, yes. First time. I have something for you. Oh, really? Like in ISKCON, in our chapati, you have the Sunday feast program. And after the Sunday feast program, they say, how many of you have come for the first time? Please get up. So people feel, acha, pehli bar aaye, and you get up. And then they say, oh, let us welcome the people who have come for the first time by, in our traditional style, Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. Then you meet our guest department in charge, Sankirtan Prabhu or somebody else. They will give you a special gift and special Mahaprasad of the day, of the lordships, like that. So a person feels more special. So this person said, I have a special gift for you. I said, okay, for me? Gift for me? He said, yes. And then this person went and brought the special rabdi, the condensed milk. And this person took it. And he drank it. It was like complete nectar. He was like, he has never eaten that in before life. So he was so nice. And this person said, did you like it? She said, very nice. Thank you so much. He said, please keep on coming to temple. So now this person had the kick, the uddipan to come to temple. Again next day he came, took darshan. Now his eyes were looking for, where is that Prabhuji? Again this person was standing at the same place. He called him, come here. He gave him the rabdi. Next day again the rabdi. Next day again rabdi. 1 week, 1 fortnight, 1 month. And then slowly started chanting. He told him, read the books. Now after a month, he started chanting because he knew, if I don't chant, I will not get rabdi. I will not get Mahaprasad. And then he was getting upgrade from rabdi. Is to get some cake, then cookies, then the whole thali. Many times in ISKCON, you get Rajbhog. So he was completely hooked up now. And he started chanting, he could understand. After 1 month, again this Prabhuji was there. He called him, Prabhu, come here. Again he was happy. Now he was thinking, Rajbhog mil gaya, abhi kya? What else? He said, come here. Can you see that boy? Who is taking darshan? He has come for the first time. Now you take this prasad, give him. Now make sure every day he comes, you give him prasad. So now we understand. Now, bahut mahaprasad khaya, abhi dene ka hai. So that is how we became devotees. The devotees have given us so much prasad, so much mercy. Then the devotee says, chalo abhi seva. Abhi Janmashtami collection karo. Abhi Janmashtami mein fundraising karo. Crowd control karo. Ye karo, wo karo, seva karo. Then it is part of our system. Right? So prasadam has a great impact in devotee's life. And I have seen, you know, I have met big people, big industrialists, big celebrities. And when we give them some prasad, they become so grateful. They become so enamored. Prabhuji, aapka wo prasad is so powerful. And by Krishna's grace, we are serving in Krishna kitchen department. And many times we make khichdi here. You know, it is very simple. And people, visitors who come here, they take the khichdi and they are like, wow, bahut acha khichdi hai. And many of them are, you know, from very, very wealthy family from South Bombay or suburbs of Bombay. That prasad has so much power, right? So, that is the power. Like, I think in one place, one devotee was sharing this pastime that in ISKCON, when Prabhupada started the Jagannath Rath Yatra. So, Prabhupada, he wanted the Rath Yatra. So he wanted Rath Yatra in New York City, in the main streets. But in many places you don't get, permissions easily. In India, it's very difficult, you know, sometimes to take permission and all that. So it was difficult. So then the devotees were very determined that we should get permission. So what this devotee used to do? They used to go to the government officials, give prasad. So slowly, slowly, they start from the clerk, then the other superior. Finally, they went to the so-called collector, kind of collector of the district, similarly so-called governor of that place. So finally, after a few months, this devotee, you know, got chance to meet directly the governor. And the governor was very, you know, khadus. He said, "Hey, yes, you Hare Krishnas, you are wearing bed sheets. What do you want?" "Sir, wait a minute, take this." So that time they used to have that Simply Wonderful or ISKCON bullets. First thing he put directly in his mouth. And as soon as he tasted, you know, he was like, "Wow." He gave him one more. One more he tasted. And he said, "Yes. What have you brought?" He said, "This is special prasad." "Oh, very nice, very nice. What you want?" "Nothing, nothing, nothing. I just wanted to give you prasad." Next time he again came, again prasad. Again prasad. So now every time he knew that prasad is going to come. Then one fine day he said, "How can I serve you?" He said, "We do this Rath Yatra." He said, "We need your permission." He said, "What permission you need?" "On the main street, you know, very, very important. The Lord of the universe, Lord Jagannath is coming, please." He said, "Simple, only this much, come." He signed. He signed the permission. And when he signed, after signing, he could understand that, you know, it's a most, you know, very traffic place and, you know, very difficult. So then other people, they will pressurize him. But then he said, "Now permission is given, you go. Before my mind changes, you go." And even today, many of these American people who are staying there, they still tell that the government, you know, very reluctantly, even today they say, "How did you got permission?" And many places in that place they give holiday, because if Rath Yatra goes, other movement cannot go. So it's a big thing which by mercy of prasadam it has been achieved. In this way, like, there are so many beautiful pastimes, and we have the example of Raghunath Das Goswami offering dandavat, 1,000 dandavats to devotees. We have Mandir Marjana, we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing Gurnicha Marjana with his own hands. We do Parikrama with our feet. Sanatana Goswami is the example of doing Parikrama every day. So in this way, we need to worship the Lord and try to engage our senses in the service of Lord. So that's all. We'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. पुरुषोत्तम मास की शिल प्रभुपाद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी।